This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Monday ruling by a Texas federal judge is compelling the government to participate in abortions for two minor immigrants in federal custody. The White House is asking the Supreme Court to vacate the ruling. Administration attorneys say the executive branch is doing nothing illegal and that federal facilities should not become way stations for children to get U.S. taxpayer-funded abortions. A pro-life group in North Ireland received a UK Public Affairs Award for an effective billboard campaign touting 100,000 people living today because abortion was never decriminalized there. Yet abortion providers awarded for their own ad touting hormone overdose morning after pills are so upset at the pro-lifers' award, they withdrew their contest entry. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. In other headlines, pro-life groups are warning that the current tax plan needs Hyde Amendment protections. Without such, they say the doors could be open for increased taxpayer funding of abortion. And on the heels of population warnings from House Speaker Paul Ryan, life advocates are developing strong arguments for increasing our population. They use examples from Denmark's campaign to increase births, to conditions in Japan, to warn that the U.S. birth rate is dangerously low. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.